We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach discussing what our Gemara here in Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph teaches us. I yispal adam b'loshon aramis shem malachi asharas neskokin l'loshon aramis. The malachim don't understand loshon aramis, and we should avoid therefore davening in loshon aramis. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, as we begin the Seder, we begin the Seder with the words, Holach Ma'anya. The first words of the Seder, we begin by Lashon Aramis. And why do we do that when we're learning in our Gemara that the Malachim don't understand Lashon Aramis? So, based on a pshat that we learned in our previous year, what we're really doing by beginning the Seder with Lashon Aramis is making an announcement. We're really making an announcement that as we sit here by the Seder, we really believe that we're sitting in front of Kitcha Baruch Hu. We're really saying that we're sitting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though the Malachim don't understand Lashon Aramis, the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly understands Lashon Aramis. And that's why our Gemara itself draws a distinction, Habi Yochid, Habi Tzibur. That with Tzibur we could daven B'Lashon Aramis. The reason we could daven B'Lashon Aramis is because whenever the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, we need not be concerned. We know that our tefillahs are certainly being heard by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shaal Tshuvas, Har Tzvi, Oyer Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Samach Dalet, discusses that the Nusach of Brich Shmei is in Lashon Arami, the Nusach of Kaddish is B'Lashon Harami. And here we're saying that we should avoid Lashon Arami. So he says that these two tefillahs are extremely powerful tefillahs. And since they're extremely powerful tefillah, we're concerned that the malachim are, so to speak, jealous of these tefillahs. And the way to avoid that kina is by saying them B'Lashon Arami, that the Aramim, that the Malachim should not have kinna from us, that we are able to say such powerful, that we're able to say such a powerful tefillah. Which really opens up a whole new discussion. And that is that here we're saying that we should avoid davening B'Lashon Arami because Ein Malachi Asharis Neskokin B'Lashon Arami, which seems to say that we need the Malachim to help deliver our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, there's a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim what is supposed to be our attitude to relying on Malachim to deliver our tefillah. There's a very famous discussion. One of the famous slichas is that we say, Machnisei Rachmim, Hechnisu Rachameinu Lufnei Baal HaRachmim, Mashmiat tefillah, Hashmiat tefillah, Seinu Lufnei Shemei tefillah, Mashmiat Tzo'oko, Hashmiat Tzaku Seinu Lufnei Shemei Tzo'oko, Mashmiat Dimo, Hachnisu demoseinu lufnei melech misratzim bedemos, hishtadlu v'harbu tchino v'akosh lufnei melech keil rom v'nisam. Where we're asking Malachim to deliver our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's another very powerful slicha that we say, Malachi rachmim, mishar se alyoin, chalu pnei keil, b'metav, Goyon, We have tefillas that we say in the Yom Neroim, where we daven that the Shloish Midas to the Midas HaRachmim all should deliver our tefillas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question that comes up, is that appropriate that we're relying on tefillah to be delivered? Do you shall me in Masechta Brachos, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph says, Bas V'Dam Yesh Lo Patrin. A Bas V'Dam needs somebody to be intercede on his behalf. And Bas Alay Es Tzara, Eden Nichnas Etz Lo Pisoin. If somebody is suffering, he can't just enter suddenly. El Bava Oymed Lo Yapischa Shal Petroinai V'Kairah. He has to stand by the door and hope that the door will open. Oyla Ben Besoy, he has to ask somebody who's part of that family to intercede on his behalf. V'ayma ish plani oymen apesach atzirecha. Shema machnisoy, shema manichoy. He may be allowed in, he may not be allowed in. Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu enokein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. In Baal Adam Tzara, if a person experiences a problem, lo yitzaveach lo lemichov lo legavriel, ali yitzaveach v'ani oyna lo miyara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's experiencing a tzara should daven directly Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen. And the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Masechta Sanhedrin at the beginning of Parakhelit says that one of the foundations of our belief is that we have nobody, that everybody in the world is only an emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have any need, or is it appropriate to daven to anybody, just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Ramban, in fact, says that that is one of the differences between us and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That the Ovdei Avodah Zarah feel that they need interceders between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between us and God, and we don't. And in fact, the Mefarshim ask, how is Yaakov even allowed to ask for a bracha from the Malach? We're supposed to daven and ask bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the tzrutzim they give is that the Malach was Betzuras Adam. The Malach appeared like a human being. And only because the Malach appeared like a human being was he allowed to ask from him for a bracha. But for us to speak directly to Malachim is inappropriate. On the other hand, from our Gemara, it's quite clear that we do rely on Malachim to help deliver our tefillas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why our Gemara says that we shouldn't daven b'loshon arami, because the Malachim don't like Lashon Arami. So we have this dilemma, how to look at this. And actually, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, and it's a halacha that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, says that when somebody is about to enter the Beis HaKisei, he should say a tefillah, Hiskabdu Mechubadim, Kedoshim Mesar Sei Elyoim, Tnu Kavod L'Kel Yisrael. He should daven and stam the Malachim should help protect him. So, how do we reconcile this dilemma? That on one hand, it seems that we rely on Malachim, and on the other hand, we don't rely on the Malachim. So, the Rishonim already asked this question, and the Rishonim answer that, and in fact, because of this, there are some already Rishonim who say that we should not say any tefillah that represents relying on Malachim to deliver our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the reason that we do say it is because really what we're announcing is that we recognize that everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. But when a person is saying these tefillahs, he's, so to speak, announcing is that we recognize the weakness of our situation. And we recognize the weakness of our tefillah. And because we recognize the weakness of our situation and the weakness of our tefillah, that's why we rely on the malachim to help deliver our tefillah. Like the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet Amabez, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Loilam Yivadakish Adam Rachmim Shehayua Kol Ma'amtsus Koichoi. And Rashi explains, She Sayayu Malache Hashores Levakish Rachmim, Veloshi Mastin Lamala. A person comes to Davin and he knows who he is, and he knows that he has a lot to be ashamed of. He knows he has a lot to be ashamed of. So he needs help. So he's saying, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs, of course, directly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also recognizes who we are. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes who we are, that's why we need the malachim to help HaKadosh Baruch, to help us, as so to speak, parklitim toivim. Good lawyers say they may not do always what they're supposed to do, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to their tefillah. And to conclude, Rabbi Kiva Eger in a letter says, V'kem b'piyutim, when it comes to the piyutim, ein l'shanes ha'nusach, sh'noizdu m'kadosh elyon. We should follow the nusach that was established by all the previous generations. And it's clear now, Gemara, we need our tefillahs to be answered. We recognize the weakness of our position, but we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we will help that the Malachim will help in delivering our tefillahs, that they should be properly answered, and the Klal Yisrael should always have Yeshuas v'Nechamas.